What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Bradley.
Had the opportunity to spend the afternoon at Meyer Shank Racing in Pataskala in anticipation of the Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio. Lucky enough to be standing next to a four-time Indy 500 winner, including a win in last year's race. And I was there in 2009 when he won as well. So it was enjoyable that day, as is today. Elio Castroneves, Spider-Man, thanks for your time, my man.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy that you were able to have a little taste of an amazing shop that MSR are able to build, and we're just happy to be part of this great group of guys.
You know, it's shiny in here. Everything is clean. It smells good. This is not what I was expecting when I walked in, but this has got to give you guys a big advantage on Sundays, right?
Well, certainly when you have a good environment for everyone, especially for the people that work here, for the guys and the girls that they are here putting their hard work, it certainly helps. And when you have a place clean like this and a place, it's because detail makes a difference. And in racing, believe it or not, people don't realize how difficult it is and how competitive it is. So we're looking forward to a great weekend, and hopefully Simon and I can be able to deliver a good result for them.
Well, let's talk about that, because you've got a big weekend, pretty much jam-packed from here on out, right, with the practice runs, practice sessions, and quali on Saturday. Take us through your experience with that and what you expect.
Yeah, the track in Mid-Ohio, it's a very tricky one because it's up and down. It's not so much wide. It's very narrow, actually, and the asphalt basically changes every lap you go out there. So it's always every move or change that you do in a car, it becomes very good. But when it's a time to go for it, you really, really got to nail, you know, the right spot. So, but it's a place that a typical two-stop race, and not many yellows lately, but who knows, you know? That's why the IndyCar Series is so competitive, because you can never expect those yellows when it comes in the times that sometimes help you or hurt you.
You know, you have some experience with endurance races as well. Tell us the difference between those endurance races and the concentration level that has to occur during those. And is it a different kind of concentration or just a different mindset?
It's different because you're competing against the three different categories with the different cars, different speeds, and even different drivers, you know, because we have sort of type of relay when you're driving those cars. You share the car with another driver, but not only us, other series as well. So all of a sudden, it's a mix of people.
Yeah.
It's like a highway, you know, and you keep passing people. So it's very tricky because you got to make decisions in a place like Mid-Ohio, which is not so wide, it's kind of narrow, and you really got to take a chance without hurting, because they're also racing their own race. So it's very different type. In IndyCar, you just got to nail every lap, the single same thing. So
yeah.
it's a different type of concentration, but both needs a lot of attention for sure.
Visiting with four-time Indy 500 champion Elio Castroneves, Spider-Man, and a lot of the ladies that are listening to this today, oh my gosh, I know that name. Where have I heard that before? Well, you're a dancer. You have other talents, right? Season 5 of Dancing with the Stars. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was a long time ago, but
yeah.
People still remember. I couldn't believe what I did, actually. But it was so much fun, so much work. People don't realize that we're spending 6, 8, 10 hours a day.
That's crazy.
You know, dancing and practicing. But back then, Juliana Half, my partner, she did an amazing job just guiding me through the wind.
Did you have a dancing background before you started that, or did they just call you and say, hey, come on over, we got Juliana, you'll be fine?
Look, man, I mean, these hips here, if they're dancing inside the race car, something's wrong, right? So you couldn't move, but I guess IndyCar drivers need to be quick on their feet, so that probably helped.
Hey, have a great race this weekend, my man. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.